Today, we are broadcasting from Gadigal land. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this country and elders past, present. We extend our respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people joining us tonight.
Are you ready to get hot? Very hot. Very Abby. Australia's cheeky bestie. Abby Chatfield is about to turn the heat up.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
What up, everybody? So glad you're here. It's the podcast.
Love the podcast, love slang, and that's that.
Is that that?
So that's that, baby.
Wow, look at you. Wow.
Guys, fun show tonight. My favourite was 100% the Naughty After 8:40.
Oh yeah, we had so much fun.
We were laughing a little hard.
We will talk about a segment that we don't normally do. We've kind of dropped it off, but we may bring it back.
Good hook, babe. Everyone's dying tonight.
Oh, which one?
Which one is it? Oh my god, I've been dying to hear. Lyric lady.
Oh, is it lyric? Might be.
It might be. Who knows, everyone?
Next, the debate club. That's still around. We're still doing that. And we get into it now.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
You are about to enter the debate club of Hot Nights. The people are real. The debates are real. The rulings are final. This is the Hot Nights Debate Club.
Miss Chatfield.
Was that you, adjudicator? Or was that the Chatfield?
I think you'd find that was Miss Chatfield.
Sorry, was that in my throat?
Feel a bit hoarse in my throat.
Sorry, just had to get a glass of
water. I'm sorry, I appear to be in the wrong place. I thought I was at the Hot Nights Debate Club, but it appears I'm at a zoo.
No, you're not. You're... I wasn't expecting the word zoo.
Wow, I thought you were going to say it appears I'm at a choir room. I'm in the music room of a high school.
No. See, Abby, we were singing and we sounded great. But see, Max has got those subpar headphones. He's got headphones.
He's got those really bad headphones.
And we've got the beautiful Rode NTH100s.
Yes, and we do. And we're better than everyone here.
Oh, sorry, adjudicator. Still
sorry.
Here. Did you hear that? Probably not.
I can't hear anything. How can he even decide who wins when he can't hear us?
I don't know how he does it.
Do you know what sometimes the words that come out of your mouth, you know, sound like that?
Because
they sound like that. Because you so you can hear them.
Yeah, the headphones are shit.
That's the headphones. Take your headphones off, you might be able to hear us better.
They're not the roads. If they were the roads,
it'd be crystal clear.
Sweet harmony. Sorry, adjudicator. If you can hear us, please continue.
I will. This evening on the Hot Nights Debate Club, we will be discussing a very important topic.
Lovely.
You should delete photos of your ex from social media after a breakup.
Like immediately?
That can be part of your debate. Now, as you know, I do like to spice things up every now and then.
Oh my God, it's an angle.
Yeah, you are.
Good,
spicy,
thank you.
Adjudicator.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to an angle.
To make sure that there is no advantage for either of you in this, I have brought a new item to the debate club.
Really?
And it is the debate club hat.
What's that?
Where I will pull names out of to see who will be debating.
Oh, that's a slay, that hat. It's like a purple metallic cowboy hat. Where'd you get that from?
Poof doof.
100%. That is Poof Doof's uniform.
It's from the Ivy. It's
amazing. I assure you, it was the first hat I found in the office today.
Really?
And I have some questions.
What is that?
I don't know if I'd be touching that thing.
So, as I rummage through the hat tonight, debating the affirmative, I folded these post-it notes up too many times.
Oh, wow, it's like origami.
Oh, and they're really sticky.
Oh, was that you or the hat?
That's origami. About... Sorry, that was so
Abby.
Strange. That was so, like, ochre.
The affirmative that you should delete photos, Miss Abby Chatfield.
Okay.
Let the debate begin.
Okay, obviously, once a relationship is done, it is time to delete the photos. Not only does this allow a cleansing for yourself, a saging of your own social media, some may say, but also it allows to other people to know that you are single. Both friends, family, and future mates. I mean sexual mates when I say that, am I right? They can know that you are single because the photos are gone. There's no need for an announcement post. Just delete the photos quietly, slip away into the distance. Also, get rid of bad juju. Get rid of bad memories. You broke up for a reason. There's no reason to have someone's photos on your social media if you don't care for them anymore. Delete friends and photos of friends. Delete photos of exes. Delete photos of everyone except for yourself. Only upload selfies. Only keep selfies where you look really hot.
Mr. Edwards.
If you care so much about someone, to have them such a big part of your life, to go, nah, forget them, and then just delete them off your social media, why would you even get into a relationship with them in the first place? In fact, I would say that's probably more a reflection upon the person deleting them, which is a real shame, because when you think about relationships and togetherness and fun, you know, you look at your grid and your grid goes, wow, that's what I was like in 2015. That's what I was like in 2018. Those were my friends in 2019. This was my lovely partner. Unfortunately, it didn't work out. Probably a me thing. You know, it's probably always a you thing, you know? But I'm saying, don't delete parts of your life from your Instagram. Be on show for the world.
And rebuttals.
Interesting that I'm not on show for the world enough, is my little comment there. But I think you do care, you can care about a person and want to swiftly leave their life. I also think you can look at photos. You can look at photos from your camera roll rather than from your Instagram. So the important thing is public facing. People know you're done, but privately you can still look at the photos and look at memories. Because to be honest, swiftly exit. I think it's best to just cut someone off completely. I'm in my avoidant era, so see ya.
That was actually quite funny. That was very good.
Look, if what it says to me by you just straight away cutting these people off, deleting them, I would say maybe you don't want anyone to ever know that you were with them. Why can't they just be on your social media feed and go, yeah, we were together, not anymore? Did you see Erin McNaughton example? They're not together anymore. Put up a beautiful post saying they're co-parenting and they still love each other. They're just not together anymore. Do you think Erin's deleting all the stuff off her socials a bad example? No! Because they are mature people.
I also think that they're co-parenting. That's a different thing than just a breakup with someone you dated for like
married,
4 seconds.
Oh, well, 4 seconds.
What I'm saying is like
you're but it's still an ex. It's still an ex. So you could you could technically delete it. By the way, I think, I'll hold until I find out who won. But I will say this. I will say the same thing.
If you have something to say, I'd prefer you say it.
No, because I don't want anything to bias anything. Hmm. I'll write it down though.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
I'll write it down, though, just so that you know my words weren't twisted. But please continue, adjudicator.
No, I will continue, but I do feel a personal attack coming on.
No, it's not you!
Very self-centred, adjudicator.
Yeah, classic.
Oh, everything's about me, the adjudicator. Sometimes things are about Rowan.
They are about Rowan
and his
sometimes.
Feelings.
They are, yes. Sometimes my feelings matter too.
If I don't think he's ready to roast you, I think he's writing down a thought because he wants to be right after you have... Yeah, I think...
It's written.
Very interesting. Some points brought up in this evening's debate that really took my interest. Abby, it does flag to other people that you're single.
It does.
It does, yeah.
It does. And it's good to get rid of bad juju, as I believe you called it.
I didn't like you saying sage in your Instagram, by the way.
I don't know. I've saged my house. Oh, once someone moved out, and now sage my Instagram.
Okay.
Rowan, you did bring up an interesting point that if you care so much about someone, you know, are they really worth deleting? Maybe does that reflect more poorly on the person deleting the photos?
Maybe it does, but who cares? You still want to do it.
Which brought me back to Abby's comments that sometimes you like someone, but then you want a swift exit.
Hoink.
See ya.
Gotcha.
I think I have come to a decision.
Great.
This evening, with a better debate and convincing me that you should delete photos. Ms. Abby Chatfield, the winner.
Thank you. But you know what? I actually never delete any photos on my Instagram.
And just... you know what's funny? You know what's funny? I delete all of them. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Babes. There's been a bit of confusion recently, and our producer Max brought this up.
Right.
And it only sparked more confusion. So Max was like, oh, there's a story about this girl who didn't know that close friends was used for like hookups and stuff.
And oh, yeah, I heard him about saying that, and I was like, hang on.
And all of us in the office went, what?
Oh, like, it's not.
Hang on. So apparently an Instagram safety features is being used? Is it a safety feature?
Is it real?
Hang on.
I mostly just use it for rogue shit that I'm not going to put on my regular Instagram.
Well, I use it. Well, yeah, so I use it for things that, like, for example, if I'm with kids, I'll upload photos of kids on close friends unless the parents say that I can share it publicly.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because, yeah, you know,
weirdos.
Close friends.
And also because close friends, I don't really want random people seeing my friends' kids.
Of course.
Or if I'm being extra slay, really? Or if I'm doing something like secret, like if I'm like on set for something that people can't really know, but like, you know.
Your friends know.
I don't break NDAs though, everyone. So. But I mainly use it to see if people are watching my stories.
That's really funny.
So I have like 100 people on my close friends.
Yeah.
I would say 85 of them are just actual friends who I'm like fine with them seeing my stuff that's close friends vibes.
Uh-huh.
But 15 of them, I would say, are people that I want to see if they're watching my shit.
So you're just keeping tabs.
I'm just keeping tabs. So what I'll do is I'll upload like my normal stories and then upload like a random thing to my close friends. I'll just make something up. Like, I don't really, like, it's like.
It's a trap.
Like a honey trap.
Oh, it's a honey trap.
Gotcha. So it would be like public thirst trap. Public funny video or something.
Yeah.
Then it'll be like a photo of Walter, like Mr. Man, Love Heart. And then, or like it'll be like, oh, we're at the beach or something, like something that's not even like, who cares?
Who cares?
Like, have you ever seen my close friends and gone, why is that private?
I don't care. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. No one cares about
the honey trap.
Honey trap.
And then
it'll be like public, then it'll be private again. So I can monitor who's watching my stories and how often, because I get like 150,000 story views. So,
the like, cash, man, the cash.
Well, sometimes it's less, sometimes it's more, but average.
Yeah, okay.
And if I look on my Instagram stories, there's no way for me to see who's watching my stories.
There is no way.
And each time you click, it randomizes it. So I'll be able to see.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I'll be able to see, like, it'll be like Rowan at the top, and I'll click out and go back into it, and it'll be like Max Cool Story. Like, it'll change.
Of course, right, of course.
And most of it's just random, so I don't even know who they are. So I do use it to keep tabs.
Wow.
And to make sure people are watching my stories. And I've noticed a few have dropped off lately, so then maybe they'll get, I might revoke their privileges.
Oh.
Because if you're not watching my stories, why are you on there?
That's actually a really, really smart, clever way to see who's watching the stuff.
I know, it's genius. But apparently also people are using it for hookups. So like producer Max said that he's heard. People use it.
Oh, that's for, rich.
He's heard.
I've heard.
And this woman, this article as well, has heard that people upload photos and then you get DMs, people being like, hey, like you in town? Like, what are you, WYD? What are you doing? What are you up to?
Mm.
And it's like, that's kind of a slay, but don't.
I think it's a big slay. I have never even thought of it like that. But honestly, if I, like, if single Rowan was on someone's close friends, and they put up a thirst trap on the close friends, I would have 100% messaged them.
So
100%.
Rather than public, because you feel like it's for you, it's more. It's almost a direct message.
And then you also feel like with close friends, if you see a green ring, it means they like you more than the others. That's what I think. I think with everyone.
Right, they reply to the close friends.
You have more status to that person than just regular, like, as in they would care a bit more. And they, if it's on close friends.
It's a door ajar moment.
It's a door ajar moment.
It's giving door ajar.
I've never thought of close friends like this, ever. Ever.
You've got a girlfriend, so you can't even have fun with it. I can, though.
You can. You should.
Anyone that I get with a girl's in the close friends. If I sleep with someone, they're on the close friends.
Of course. Really? Of course. You should.
Well, I don't really sleep with that many people. So, I just keep them on there. If I've got a little crush from DMing someone, I go, close friends.
Close friends.
I think Young Gravy's on my close friends.
Baby. Say la vie.
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. The Real Love Boat has set sail. All aboard for romance and a shipload of drama. The Real Love Boat on 10.
The Love Boat. Exciting and new. Come aboard.
Come where?
We're expecting you.
Betty who?
That's my poem for the Love Boat that I wrote by myself during that song.
Did you? You are so talented.
No, I know. I'm actually so good. If they want to use it, copyright laws, give me some money. But anyway, so Love Boat is on. We love it. It's a little reboot hosted by Darren McMullen. And I mean, it's going really well so far.
Great.
We love it. A little bit of drama, a little bit of sauce, a little bit of, little like sneaky moments going on.
Is there?
If you know what I'm talking about, watch it on 10 Play.
That's how it goes.
But we love giving away money here because people call us up and we get some attention.
Oh.
So.
People love money on the radio.
Love money on the radio.
Love
so.
It.
We are doing a little watch and win sitch, aren't we?
We love a watch and win.
You can watch 7:30 on 10.
Yeah,
you?
The Real Love Boat sets Wednesday.
Yeah, it's great. Anyway, so we're going to ask someone a question, and if they get it right, they get $500. It's pretty easy.
That's great.
All right, so Sophie. Hey, Sophie.
Hey, Soph.
Hey, Abby.
All right, babe. So are you, do you?
Oh, I feel like Sophie's just hung up. No, I didn't mind.
Sophie. Oh, Sophie. Sophie, there's someone else in the room if you would like to say hello.
I'm just an Abby stan.
Yeah, me too.
Aren't we all, babe?
Aren't we all?
All
right, Sophie, let's do this. Let me ask you a little naughty question.
Okay, I'm ready.
What? Oh, God, this is really stressful.
God,
it's a really
God.
Hard question. It's a really hard question.
Oh, okay.
What TV channel do you tune into to watch The Real Love Boat?
10 Play.
Yeah.
It's not wrong.
So, well, yeah, yeah, it's 10. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's 10. It's 10. But you know what? You said 10, comma, play. 10, play.
As if you're talking like Alexa.
10, play.
Play.
Play. That's what you were doing.
That's what you did, yeah. Right?
Great. $500 towards you, Soph. Towards you.
Towards you.
Towards running your life. What are you going to do with it?
Well, we've just moved into our new house, so hopefully buy some furniture.
Yay!
Great, get some new glassware. We love it. How fun is buying glassware?
Love glassware.
Love it. It's so much fun. All right, congratulations, Gorge.
Thanks, Sophie. Oh, good on you. All right, more watch and win situations with the Real Love Boat set sail Wednesday, 7:30 on 10. It's a watch and win. You got
to
watch it. We ask you a question,
win
you
it.
Win. That's how it goes.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
Instagram.
So I just wanted to talk to everyone because I think this is what you see behind the scenes with Abby Chatfield, right? This is what happens, right?
Okay.
Just wetting the gills, mate. Need to get across this.
Okay.
Obviously, I have so much fun with you, right? Obviously, we have so much fun.
Is it going to be bad if you're prefacing this by now? Before we say anything.
We have so much fun,
yeah.
Right? But I just want everyone to know what happens. This is what happens. Abby and I get onto something and it's kind of funny a little bit. But what happens is we go on and on and on with it until it's so hilarious.
Yeah.
But it's really just us.
We just think it's funny.
I got a message the other night from Abby. It was a DM. And so she messaged me. She goes, "This is so classic, Abby." I don't think I replied for like, yeah, I left it like half an hour. I looked at it and went, "I'll give that a break." Would have seen it in a second, right? And this is what happens. She DM'd me. The photo she put up of Walter.
I didn't put it.
Well, okay. She DM'd me the latest post from the Wally Mammoth.
Oh yes,
Walter's
Instagram. If you want to follow the Wally Mammoth,
and it was. Very nice photo. Looked very beautiful. Like, gorgeous thing. Caption was, he's just like on the grass looking off into the distance, probably over the water. There might be some birds there.
During sunset?
Yeah. Beautiful photo.
It looks gorgeous.
Must have had the timer on or something. Caption said, literally everyone who meets me is jealous of me, right?
Yeah.
And then, so Abby DMs me that. I don't know how long it took. I reckon Walter posted it.
Yes.
And then Abby DM'd me straight away going, he's so writing this caption.
He is. Why would he do that?
And
No, he's actually out of control now.
So, this is the problem, guys. This is what happens. Like, it's just so.
Yeah, basically, literally everybody who made me jealous of me. That's what he would have said.
So it's fun. It's a great bit. So Abby's posting videos of the dog, and then the dog, and then said, so guys, are you following what I'm saying? Puts a photo up of the dog, writes the caption as if it's the dog, then DMs me the caption and goes, oh my God, why would he say that? But she said it! And then
it's funny because I didn't say it. So you're just a bit confused, I think.
But then on the photo, she goes back to her own Instagram and writes, true. She sits at home in her own head, thinks of a bitch.
So busy.
So busy. So you understand what I'm saying?
I'm so busy and I spend so much time.
And sometimes I'll get DMs like from Abby. And it'll be like something we might have said once in passing that we've laughed at for 5 seconds. And she'll go, wow, what is it? No, sorry. I know what it was. I put up a photo of a mate who had like his guitar stolen. And she dances me and goes, I've got it. No, you don't. No, you don't.
I don't know, baby. You don't know if I've got it or not because I'm a rock star and rock stars do naughty things and love guitars. So
I just want you all to know the effort she goes to for a gag for herself.
No, but yeah, it is just for me to laugh. It's just for me to go. When I said it to you, I remember, okay, I was eating fish and chips on the beach and I had that little smirk and I was going, love this. Uploaded. What can I make the caption? I'm perfect and beautiful. Yeah. I'm a bit too humble. I know what it is. Literally everyone who meets me is jealous of me.
Yep. Posted that.
It's
so
the
good.
Truth. It's the truth. I commented saying true because it's the truth.
And then the next thought was?
Well, I don't want to like this one. And you don't. You go, oh, okay.
No. A good half of me goes, Christ, here we go again. And the other half of me goes, I can't believe you did it. Oh, no. It's an Abby Chatfield.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Your first date?
First date.
First date.
You're so cute.
First date Friday, everyone. On a Friday, we hear about a what?
A first date.
Yeah, we do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we do. So every Friday, someone calls up, tells us all about a date they're going on over the weekend. And then on Monday, we hear all about it and yep. We give them money. So if you want to be in First Date Friday, DM us at Hot Nights with Abby because you can get money as well to just go on a date, which is like slay.
By the way, normally it's $100.
Yes.
Today, $200. Thanks to Price Attack.
Oh, $200 to spend at Price Attack. Yeah.
They have Dream Hair Care gift packs and electrical gifts from $35. Shop in store online today at Price Attack.
We love it. Doubled.
Doubled.
Value doubled. We love it.
Value doubled, babe.
We love it. All right. So today's First Date Friday is Alex. Hi, Alex.
Hey, Abby. How's it going?
Good, babe. Rowan's here.
Why am I not here? Like,
Rowan's here. Rowan's here as well. My brother.
Alex just taking the piss.
Alex, can you say hi to Rowan, please?
Hey, Rowan. How's it going?
Thank you. There we go. Jesus, Alex. Alex. All right. So calm down, Rowan. Let's have a breather.
I'm furious.
Let's have a breather. Let's all be happy. All right, Alex. So
I'm happy.
You got a date this weekend. Tell us about it. What's going on?
So I've been chatting to a girl for a couple of weeks. Turns out we've got a few things in common, I guess.
Like what?
So, well, we like to go to the driving range every now and then. So.
Am I right?
The driving range. Oh, what do you mean,
what
Alex?
Do you mean the driving range?
Golf. As in smack some balls.
Smack some balls? What are you smacking?
Smacking some balls at driving range.
Oh, we go driving tonight, baby.
Drive me. Okay.
Drive me? Can't be saying drive me. Can't be saying, look, that
everyone
whole, yeah, that 10 regain seconds is a lot.
Regain composure, regain drive composure. Me. Okay, so.
Smacking balls.
We don't need to.
Smacking balls. Alex said smacking balls.
Smacking balls. All right, Alex. So, okay. So you're going to the driving range because you both like going to the driving range. Is that the only thing you have in common? Like,
I guess we're about to find out, but it's all part of it, isn't it?
So what have you spoken about except for the driving range? Same.
Yeah, a bit of this and that, what you do for work, carry on. Yeah, I guess we'll find out.
Sounds riveting.
Bit of carry on.
All right. Okay. So, have you been single for a while, or what's your current relationship status?
Yeah, I've been single for 9 months now. So
right.
I was with someone for about 6 years, 7 years.
Oh.
So yeah, coming out of that and learning what it's all about.
Amazing.
Good on you, man.
I reckon driving range is a good date. I know we were laughing at it before, but I think it's a good one because
it's fun.
I love an activity, fun activity, and if you both like it already, that's great.
Yeah, it concerns me that you'll be both in your, like, is you sharing a pod or you got your own pod, so you're not together?
Good question.
I would suggest getting the one pod and taking it in turns at smack and balls.
Yeah, fair enough.
I would say, no, just we'll just get one bucket and one tea.
Yeah, no, that works for me.
You know are you competitive? Do you want to? He's like, I want my own pod.
You want your own pod? I was just gonna say, don't get your own pod because then she's away from you, and it's just like a couple of mates at the driving range.
Ideally, something to take the focus off my horrific golf. So
right,
if we can rip into each other, that'll create for a bit of humor, I guess.
Well, really? Speaking of taking the focus off your horrific golf, Rowan has a challenge for you that might help.
You know we do the challenges, bro. You know this.
Yeah, I'm ready for you.
Okay, great. So you play a lot of golf, right? I play none, but only the one thing about golf I know is that you can kind of get another hit if you yell like, four!
Yeah.
That's right, isn't it?
Not quite, but go on.
Shit. What does the four mean?
A four means you've sprayed it and it's about to kill someone.
Okay, all right. So what
that's even better.
Right. Actually, that makes sense because you hit. So this is what I want you to do.
Get another go. You're going to get another go. Man, Tiger Woods going four.
He would never hit. He was perfect, that guy. He's not perfect, but his golf game is sublime. What we need you to do is every time you hit the ball, it goes. Four! Loud.
Every
four!
Single time.
And she'll go, what? And you go, sorry, it's just, I sprayed it, might kill someone.
Sorry.
Four!
Thought it might kill someone.
And then see how many you can get out until she goes, why are you saying four?
Yeah.
And I would say, when you go, oh, just so people know that it's coming. And then when you hit it again, go, four!
But also hit it after she explains it, hit it really delicately. Four, like hit just nudge it.
Yeah, we need you to do a lot of different ones, like spray it, hook it, act like it's a punt, and then, a putt, and then go.
Four. And whisper, four. And then get to the point where you're going, four.
Do you reckon you can do that enough?
Roger that, yep. Signed, sealed, and delivered.
I love it. Amazing.
I'm
all right.
Four.
Great. Well, I'm excited to hear how it goes.
Love it.
Enjoy smacking balls.
Oh my God, smacking balls.
And enjoy going, four!
Bop!
All right, bye, Alex.
Bye, Alex.
Good to hear from you.
Yeah, good on you. Love that. All right, if you are also going on a date at Hot Nights with Abby, send a DM. We're doing money just to be nosy. We'll catch up with Alex on Monday. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
It's me.
Today, we are checking out.
Hello, that's my channel.
Sorry, my friends. Something very exciting might be happening today.
Influencer of the week.
Oh, yes. Influencer of the week.
So, you know, influencers slay. And, you know, we like to comment because we get paid an annual salary to talk. So sometimes we like to have some references of content.
Yes, that's what we do on Influencer of the Week. Absolutely.
It's good to have themed content.
Isn't it?
To keep the audience engaged and looking forward to certain breaks.
You guys
so
get
we
it.
Do regular things where we speak about the same thing every week.
Yeah, we call them benchmarks because it's like a bench, you know, we just got to get to it.
We've got to get to it, baby, and we always get to this one. Okay, so we have ones that we love, that we hate, that we make fun of, but this one isn't really about the influencer himself, but more about the influencer as an industry as a whole.
Mm.
We're doing some commentary, you and I, because we were having a chat about this before, and I said, shut up! Save it for the radio show.
It does a lot too. And by the way, the hand looks like a crocodile. It's like a crocodile with its...
Like, schnee, schna, schnappy, 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 schnappy. That's me.
You go, stop!
Stop! And I yell. She does like a scream, like...
Leave it for on air.
Because everyone, if we talk about it off air, it isn't as spicy or as fun. So we can guarantee you every time it's the spiciest and the freshest content because I've yelled at Rowan at least once during the day. So saying, shut up!
That's our commitment to you guys.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm not sure. I'm sure you've seen. Actually, you showed me this Instagram page. Sorry, TikTok page.
Yes, I did.
Of this guy that goes around and he interviews our kids. It's really cute. It's really funny.
So
we love
funny.
It, right?
It's so funny.
There's a guy, a little kid talking about clams, how much he loves clams.
He loves Komodo dragons. Loves- and he's like, I love Komodo dragons. He's like, you know, they eat people. And yeah. The guy, the interviewer was like, what do you mean? He goes, I would like to see someone eat.
Yeah.
The Komodo dragon eat someone. This kid's like four.
Yeah. It's great. It's awesome. It's so like funny. So entertaining. And there was one that came up after you showed me that. There was this kid eating corn. Now, I'm sure if you're on TikTok if you've even on any social media, you've heard and seen this. But just for reference, this kid is eating corn and he's going, I love corn. Like, he's really cute. It's a gorgeous little thing. And his grandma's there with him and it's just gorgeous. But there was a song made from it and we've got a little bit here just so, for reference.
Yep, here it is.
For me, I really like corn.
What do you like about corn?
It's corn.
Okay, Slay, we get it. So I've heard that song 5 million times.
Oh, I'm so
I'm done with it.
I'm a bit off for me. I mean, it was cute. It is cute. Heard it a lot now.
Also, I think I actually have a few prongs to talk about here.
Oh,
my
no.
First prong is I think that video is so cute.
Yep.
Just as that video, and I don't think that it would ever really get old. That video, but because it was a song and it went so viral, then it got old. Okay.
Yep.
That's my first issue. Don't make memes into songs. That's my issue. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Leave it as a conversational piece. The second issue that I have with this is I've seen a few different brands now. I think two different ads with that kid in it.
The kid in it separate to the corn?
Talking about corn.
Oh, he's doing a corn.
Doing a corn bit. There was one bit. I think. Jesus,
doing
you know.
A corn bit.
Corn bit.
I don't think he knows he's doing a corn bit. But he just knows he's talking about corn.
And look, let me clarify. I love that he's getting paid for this.
Me too.
I love that he's getting some money. That's fantastic, right? He can buy all the bits of corn in the world. But
it's corn.
I have this weird, like, ick thing about companies, like, exploiting kids and also exploiting trends, like niche internet trends. It ruins the whole thing. So I'll just describe this ad that I saw. So I think it was, I'm not going to say which, I don't know exactly who it was. So I'm not going to out them, but it was kind of like an American, Mexican, American-Mexican food chain, right? And I can't remember who it was. So I'm not going to say which one, but I think I know one.
Pretty popular one?
I think so, yeah. But I'm not sure. Anyway, and it was kind of set up like a Subway.
Oh yeah, but not Subway.
No, it wasn't Subway. And you like, and you go down the bench, and you say, I want, you know, beans, and I want rice, and I want this, whatever.
Yeah.
And you were just showing the empty tortilla.
Oh yeah.
And it was like, oh, do you want rice? No.
No.
Do you want beans? No. Do you want lettuce? No. Do you want any filling? No. And then the last thing was corn. And then he
it's
went,
corn.
Yeah, and he went, I like some corn over it. Corn. You know? I know what my voice was.
Wow.
His little kid voice. I like some corn, right?
Yeah.
Cute, right?
Cute.
I get it. Cute video. Don't like that it was done by a company. Irritated me. Made me feel a bit sick.
You know what, Ida? It's like, I agree with you on the viral moments, and I can just see these marketing teams go, guys, this is everywhere. How do we reflect this?
It's like the Adam Levine memes.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
Wow, Slay from us.
In sync.
In sync.
How do we
make this? And I go, make your own content that's interesting, that isn't just ripping off another trend.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, I'm sure I've done sponsored posts that are reflecting trends.
Yeah.
But this is like, They use like the most viral. They're reacting to us like a social moment rather than like
a
trend on TikTok. If that makes sense, it's like, oh, like the corn kid. It's like,
what are we doing with corn?
Then they all sit around and go, what are we doing with the corn kid? And then someone goes, what's the corn kid? Someone who's on TikTok, and they go, I just think, and I also just feel like this kid. I'm glad that he's getting money, but I'm like,
is it enough?
Guys, it's probably not enough.
Probably not enough.
Let me just say that. It's probably not enough. I wonder how much he's getting paid because he didn't know he was going to be a viral sensation.
Come be on the ad, guys. We'll give you $500.
Well, that's the other thing.
It's probably not enough, guys.
That's the other thing. I wonder how much exactly.
I don't reckon it's enough.
They're probably saying he is because the thing is $500 for him to just stand in a restaurant going, it's corn.
Mum and Dad are going, oh, great.
Of course. $500. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
But it's worth a lot more than that.
A whole lot more than that.
And I also think, you know, I'm going to say it's pigeonholing my king.
Pigeonholing?
I think he's more than corn.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I agree.
He's more than corn bits.
This kid's more than corn.
I think he's got more about him. I think we should interview him again. Not us, though, because that would be exploiting him. I think maybe there should be... I also think that maybe there should have been some sort of like... I don't know. I just think it's kind of like... very hot, very fast, and burning it out. Does that make sense?
Because here's the vibe if we interviewed him. You know what it'd be like? We'd get on our socials and go, guys, we've got the corn kid on.
Yeah.
Like, that's not cool. I mean, come on. Let him live his life. Let him live his 7-year-old life.
I don't even know his name.
It's corn kid. It's not corn kid.
No idea what his name is. And he's a beautiful little thing.
Beautiful, gorgeous.
But unfortunately, being exploited by companies. And also, but the main issue here that we have is don't be cringe.
Yeah.
Think of your own marketing campaigns. Remember that ad? What's your favorite ad of all time? Because I know mine.
Mine is, oh God, it's my, I do have a soft spot for Not Happy Jan.
Yep.
2%
low fat.
2% low fat. Oh God.
Yep.
Everything that Frank Walker does ever. Frank Walker of National Tiles. I know he's not everywhere in the country, but he's fantastic. Oh,
Frank
is he? Is he everywhere?
Frank is National Tiles, babe.
All I hear is, Frank Walker, from National Tiles. Yeah, now I get it. And there's also another ad where he goes like, oh, you save yourself a pineapple. Someone goes, pineapple, pineapple. I don't remember the ad, but all I remember is pineapple. Oh, I saved myself a pineapple.
You know what my favourite ad is? I only brought this up to tell you my favourite ad.
What is it?
That one. Okay, I remember distinctly watching this as a kid. I don't know if you remember this.
It worries me.
Okay, there were beers in a bathtub.
I know it. I know it.
And there were tongues.
Yeah, I remember it. I was going to say, it's the tongue, isn't it? It's either.
It was corked. Or it's a big ad that.
The Carlton ad. No, the tongue one.
Tongue one was like Tui's or something, wasn't it?
It was a Ted. It's a Ted. Tui's extra dry because it was so dry.
So dry.
Tongue.
So, see, they didn't have to react to social moments, but they made their own
moment.
Own cultural reset from the tongue ad.
Hot Nights.
Hot Nights Podcast. This is a Hot Nights content warning. The following content may offend you, so please turn off your radio now. Or if you're kind of curious, you know, just keep it on.
It's time for
Naughty After 8:40.
So we should maybe do our sexy voice.
Sexy.
Oh, hell yeah.
Let's get a hell yeah going, guys.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Naughty.
This is naughty.
Naughty. You know what?
Anyway.
Do you think people ever listen to the show and go, oh, damn it. I wish we could just be that naughty.
No, I think people are jealous of the naughty.
I think they are.
And but the thing is, you can be naughty consensually. You can be naughty by yourself.
Oh, really?
You can be naughty by yourself, solo naughty.
And probably any time too, because we just we have these laws and we're bound by them.
We're bound. I love being restricted by laws.
Oh.
Has a big impact on me.
Don't tell me what not to do.
I'm gonna break those rules. Punish me.
And then I'll do my safe word.
Safe word, which is dump the content. I made a mistake.
Husey. Sorry, you got something there for us?
Well, I've actually got a list of apparently what men and women think about when having sex.
Oh yeah, great. You start with women?
Now I'm not sure. Yeah, look, let's start with women, okay?
I'd like you to go first. Yeah.
Apparently women think, I just don't know if this is accurate. I'm not finished yet. Okay, well.
I don't know.
To be fair, if you're thinking I'm not finished yet, you probably haven't, you probably aren't doing much foreplay because, like, surely you've finished before you start, if you
there
know
you
what
go.
I mean.
That's it. Got to do it.
So that's shit. Also, I'm presuming this is, cis hetero men and women, right?
Yeah, I would assume that.
Because I don't think that number one would apply to anyone queer. Number two, slow down. Yeah, big one. Jackhammer, never fun. I once had a fight with the guy that I was seeing who
Jackhammer.
You know?
Not funny. So
and I went after, because I'm very good at vocalizing what I want, and after.
Good girl.
And I always wait for non-sexual situations, like over dinner. So it doesn't make them feel insecure in the moment. I'm like fully good at this. And I went, hey, like, you know, like when you like pound me really fast. Someone like a jackhammer.
Yeah, babe.
Yeah, but he wasn't Australian, so he had like a, I'm not going to do the accent because, like, no, I'm not going to do the accent because it'd give away who it is. And it, yes, Lay. And I was like, yeah, like that doesn't really feel good. Just FYI. I was like, it's fine if you want to do it, like for your joy, but don't think that I'm enjoying it. Like you can do it. I'm just saying, like, if you think you're doing it for me, it's not great for me.
Not for you.
And he was like, yeah, but like heaps of girls like it. And I was like, well, I don't think they do. I went to an all-girls school. I've female friends and I've women.
Oh, I'm Jazzy.
Jazzy.
Gotcha.
Jazzy.
I can feel it coming.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
Oh. I feel it coming.
Good with my hands.
You're sorry. So good. Jazzy. And he was like, no, you actually don't know. And I was like, even if every other person on the planet enjoyed that, I'm telling you, I don't. Listen to me.
Listen.
We didn't last very long. All right.
Interesting.
Three. This is amazing. Okay, Slay. I don't think I ever think these thoughts. Four. How much longer is this going on?
Well.
Sometimes. Sometimes I am on all fours and I'm literally rolling my eyes.
Wicked.
Rolling my eyes. Going,
oh, it's not rolling back, just rolling over.
No, going like, oh, it feels so good.
Next,
hurry up. Sex with the next.
Well,
moving on. That's all I think about. even with him, sometimes I would think about other scenarios with him because I was it was so ingrained in my head.
Oh yes,
there's like three or four certain times I can drop my pen that I can think of with him.
Why are you going red?
Also, can you please call me, dude? Like, I tried to call you for 2 months.
Do you reckon he doesn't listen to this show, mate?
No way. But someone from where we're from might, and they might go, "Why is she talking about you on radio?" And might spook him. All right.
Like a cat in the street.
Call me.
Got
I'll
me.
Start messaging other people. Number six, be more gentle.
Yeah, I guess.
But again, I'm not having these thoughts. These are kind of like critiques. Seven, sex with a celebrity. I mean,
normally just doing it.
Normally just it is with a celebrity for me, baby. But, you know, musicians, as we know.
Blue ticks only, baby.
Blue ticks only, baby. So, you know, I mean, well, I don't really ever think about a celebrity that I haven't already got.
Come on, mate.
The only celebrities I've been about are ones that I've gotten, baby. Ones that I've already had, baby. I've already had them, baby. They were, you know, varied results. Number eight is I want to try another position. Again, speak up.
Just do it.
Number nine, I have work in the morning. Oh. I don't do night radio. Number 10, where did he learn to do that? Never, ever do I think that. I think that's giving insecure. So I don't think about that. But yeah, I would say these are kind of Slay. You read out the men's ones. You tell me what you think.
The men's ones actually are quite similar, except just more sad. I love how number three for women was this is amazing, and it's number two for men.
Yeah.
Number
one, though.
Sex with an ex.
Mm.
All men are thinking that, aren't they? What?
Are they? That's weird.
No, probably not.
Oh.
What else? Don't look at me like that. How dare you?
You don't know what you got till it's gone.
Get me my papa. Number three. Oh, I need to calm down. Yeah, calm it, bro.
Really?
Chill out, man. Mm. See, this one just feels like a stab. I feel it says sport. How are my team doing?
There's no way you're thinking about that.
You're probably just watching the sport.
Also,
get
like,
to it later.
I think, you know what? This is self-reported, right?
I think so.
I reckon they're saying this to seem like cool, like bros. Don't you think?
Just trying, you know, how the swan's going.
If you're inside someone and you're wondering how the Sydney Swans are going, maybe reassess who you're inside of.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jesus Christ.
This is a funny one. Number seven, I wish she would talk dirty to me.
I wish, but I can't communicate my feelings. So because I can't talk to her about feelings, she can't talk to me about dirty. I wish
you'd dirty, me. Big sad.
Oh, my life is so hard. My life is so hard.
Must feel like
God, this people suck. And then number eight. When can we do this again? Oh, God.
Oh, God. Enjoy the moment. And then I work in the morning. This is not as good as usual, mate.
This is not. Number 10. This is not as good as usual.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, well, I don't know. It's most of it's just attitude. And you got a terrible one, bro.
Awful attitudes. But you know what?
Go Swans, I guess.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Hot Nights. Where Chatfield finished up. Yes. You know this sound. This is the alarm. Means you're going to have fun.
So long, farewell, adios and adieu. Adieu, adieu to you and you and you. So long, mom, mom, mom,
Enjoy your weekends, you big legends. We are back Monday from 7.
Hell yeah.
We still got, is Jay Sean still doing the takeover? Is he up and about next? I think he might be. Jay Sean. I mean, he's really up and about with us. Yeah. Oh, he's coming in the building. Yeah, here he is. I see him walk. What's up, Jay Sean?
Hey, Jay.
Why don't we get him in here? Oh, no, too late. God. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the HIT Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Gotta have